You're listening to Full Circle Weekly News, news of the open source community presented by Full Circle Magazine. These articles are compiled by Eric the Unready, and I'm your host, Moss Bliss. This is episode 447, covering week 1, December 29th to January 4th, 2026. The 8th release of the Orbitiny desktop environment, written from scratch using the Qt framework, has been published. The project attempts to combine innovative ideas previously unseen in desktop environments with traditional elements, such as a plugin-enabled panel, an application menu, and a desktop where shortcuts can be placed. Work is currently focused on running in X-server-based environments. The code is written in C++ and is licensed under the GPL. Orbitiny-specific features include invoking actions via screen gestures, icon labels, the ability to paste a file into multiple selected directories simultaneously, support for placing desktop contents in any directory, and the use of separate desktop directories for each virtual desktop and monitor. The Arcan 0.7.1 desktop engine has been released. It combines a display server, a multimedia framework, and a game engine for 3D graphics. Arcan can be used to create a variety of graphic systems, from user interfaces for embedded applications to self-contained desktop environments. The Safe Spaces 3D user environment for virtual reality systems and the Durden desktop environment are built on Arcan. The project's code is written in C and distributed under a BSD license. Some components are licensed under the GPL V2+, and LGPL. Arcan is not tied to specific graphics subsystems and can run on various system environments using pluggable backends. It can run on Xorg, EGL-GRI, libSDL, and AGP, GL/GLES. The Arcan display server can run client applications based on X11, Wayland, and SDL. The project is developing its own fork of the X.org server, Xarcan, as well as a composite Arcan-Wayland server, Waybridge, which allows running Wayland-based applications. Key criteria used in the design of the Arcan API include security, performance, and debuggability. To simplify interface development, the use of Lua is proposed. Ubuntu Sway Remix 25.10 is now available, offering a pre-configured, ready-to-use desktop environment based on the Sway-tiled compositing manager. This unofficial edition of Ubuntu 25.10 is designed for both experienced Linux users and beginners who want to try out a tiled window manager without the need for extensive configuration. Builds for the AMD 64 and ARM 64 Raspberry Pi architectures are available for download. Sway completely abandons Snap and delivers all programs as standard deb packages, including the Firefox web browser, which is installed using the official Mozilla Team PPA. The distribution's installer is based on the Calamaris framework. The new release features a switch to the Ubuntu 25.10 base, the Sway KBDD component for setting individual keyboard layouts for each window, minor optimizations to system scripts, and the elimination of a number of minor bugs. The U-Boot Project has joined the Software Freedom Conservancy, a nonprofit organization that collects and redistributes sponsorship funds and provides legal protection for free software projects. SFC allows participants to focus on development while taking on the responsibility of collecting donations. SFC also takes ownership of the project's assets and indemnifies developers from personal liability in the event of litigation. Since the SFC falls under a preferential tax category, channeling funds for U-Boot development through this organization will allow for tax deductions when transferring donations. Projects supported by the SFC include BusyBox, Coreboot, Git, Inkscape, Mercurial, OpenWRT, QEMU, Samba, Sourceware, Wine, Xorg, and about a dozen other open source projects. The Lustre 2.17 cluster file system has been released, used in most of the largest Linux clusters. Lustre's key components include metadata storage servers, management servers, object storage servers, object storage which supports operation on top of ext4 and ZFS, and clients. The project's code is licensed under the GPL V2 license. Shotcut 25.12 has been released, a video editor developed by the author of the MLT project and using this framework for video editing. Support for video and audio formats is implemented via FFmpeg. Plugins implementing video and audio effects compatible with Freyor and LADSPA are supported. Shotcut features include multi-track editing, allowing video to be assembled from fragments in various source formats, eliminating the need for prior import or recoding. Built-in tools are available for creating screencasts, processing webcam images, and receiving streaming video. The code is written in C++ using the Qt framework and is distributed under the GPL V3 license. Pre-built builds are available for Linux, AppImage and Snap, Mac OS, and Windows. Simple Direct Media Layer SDL 3.4.0 is now available. This library is designed to simplify the development of games and multimedia applications, offering features such as hardware-accelerated 2D and 3D graphics, input processing, audio playbook, and 3D rendering via OpenGL, OpenGL-ES, Metal, Direct3D, and Vulkan. The code is written in C and licensed under the ZLib license. Bindings are provided for using SDL in projects written in various programming languages. SDL 3.4.0 is the second major stable branch in the SDL 3.x series. The main changes in SDL 3.4.0 include improved portability between the 3D GPU API and the 2D rendering API, expanded support for building into WebAssembly using the Emscription compiler, improved support for graphics tablets and digital pens, and native support for the PNG image format. SeaMonkey 2.53.23 has been released. It combines a web browser, email client, NNTP conferencing client, RSS/Atom newsfeed aggregation system, and Composer, a WYSIWYG HTML page editor, all in one product. Pre-installed add-ons include the Chatzilla IRC client, DOM Inspector Web Developer Toolkit, and Lightning Calendar Scheduling Tool. The new release includes fixes and changes from the current Firefox 60.8 database, with security fixes and some improvements backported from the latest Firefox branches. Changes in the new version include the Chatzilla IRC client now uses the Pluralform library when formatting network parameters in plurals, service names in dataman.js have been updated, and CSS issues have been resolved. ICE-WM 4.0, a lightweight window manager, is now available. ICE-WM offers full control via keyboard shortcuts, virtual desktops, a taskbar, and application menus, as well as tabs for grouping windows. The window manager is configurable via a simple configuration file, and theming is supported. Tab-based window grouping is supported. Built-in applets for monitoring CPU, memory, and traffic are available. Several third-party GUIs for configuration, desktop implementations, and menu editors are being developed separately. The code is written in C++ and distributed under the LGPLv2 license. The version number 4.0 simply follows version 3.9. The new version features an improved Alt plus tab interface for quickly switching between windows, which can now handle multiple windows in both horizontal and vertical modes. After activating the Alt plus tab interface, new features are available, such as pressing the first letter of an application class name to switch to the next window in that class, pressing number keys or clicking the mouse to select an application, navigating between windows using the cursor keys, and pressing the menu button to open the system menu. The new version also includes alpha blending enabled by default and 32-bit RGBA. A quick switch preview setting has been added, enabling application thumbnails in the window switching interface. The double buffer setting has been removed. Icon sizes have been standardized. Icon rendering has been accelerated using caching. The text size in window templates is limited to 128 bytes. The Get Workspace Name and Get Workspace Names options have been added to the ICE-SH utility. Devuan 6.1 Excalibur is now available for download. It's a fork of Debian GNU/Linux, shipped without the systemd system manager. Live builds with the XFCE desktop environment and installation ISO images are available for download for the AMD 64 architecture. Packages are built for i386, AMD 64, ARM-EL, ARM-HF, ARM64, PP64EL, and RISC-V64 architectures. Images for ARM systems and virtual machines can be created manually using the ARM-SDK and VM-SDK tools. The project maintains forks of approximately 400 Debian packages, which have been modified either to remove dependencies on systemd, rebrand, or adapt to the specifics of the Devuan infrastructure. Two packages, Devuan-BaseConf and Jenkins-Debian-Glue-BuildDenv-Devuan, are unique to Devuan and are related to repositories and the build system. Otherwise, Devuan is fully compatible with Debian and can be used as a basis for creating specialized Debian builds without systemd. Devuan-specific packages can be downloaded from the packages.devuan.org repository. Changes in Devuan 6.1 primarily focus on synchronization with Debian 13.2, as well as support for the sysv init, runinit, and openrc init systems. Several issues in the Slim Login Manager and the speech-synthesis package have been fixed. The community has created unofficial builds for Raspberry Pi boards. Additionally, testing of the Devuan 7 Freya package repository has begun, based on the Debian testing repository for the upcoming Debian 14 release. Snoop 1.4.3, a forensic OS int tool for searching public data for user accounts, has been released. The program analyzes various websites, forums, and social networks for the desired username, allowing it to determine which websites contain a user with the specified nickname. The project is based on research into public data scraping. Builds are available for Linux and Windows. The code is written in Python and distributed under a license that restricts use to personal use only. The project is a fork of the Sherlock project code base, which is licensed under the MIT license. The fork was created due to the inability to expand the site base. Pigeon 2.94, an experimental release of the instant messaging client leading to version 3, is out. This release is rated as being of pre-alpha quality and not intended for everyday use. Builds are available in Flatpak format and are hosted in the beta repository on FlatHub. Pigeon 3 has been in development since 2011. Pigeon 3 features the G-Object Type System, GDK4, and Adwaita libraries, the Meson Build System, G-Plugin for plugin processing, SQLite for storing chat history, and G-Settings for managing settings. The API has been completely redesigned. GDK Builder XML is used to define interface elements, and a client widget library, Talkatu, has been created to display chat history. Icecast 2.5.0, a server for streaming audio and video over a network, has been released. It supports Ogg Vorbis, Ogg Theora, Opus, FLAC, WebM, VP8/VP9, and proprietary codecs such as MP4, H.264, MPEG-4, M4A, NSV, AAC, and MP3. The code is written in C and licensed under the GPL V2 license. The platform was created as an alternative to the proprietary Shoutcast system and gained widespread popularity in the early 2000s for creating internet radio stations. In parallel, the project is developing the LibShout library for interacting with Icecast-based servers and the IceS program for sending audio streams to Icecast servers. The development is overseen by the XIF.org Foundation. Menuet OS 1.57.70 is available, where the kernel is developed entirely in assembly. Menuet OS builds are prepared for 64-bit x86 systems and can be run under QEMU. Building the system takes up 1.4 megabytes and is in a diskette image and ISO image for recording on CD, supported launch in VirtualBox. The Menuet 64 project code is subject to a limited license requiring the approval of any commercial use, but Menuet 32 is under the GPL license. The system supports displacement multitasking, loading on systems with UEFI and SMP on multi-core systems. The project also develops its own X server and provides a built-in graphical user interface with the support of design topics, drag-and-drop operations, UTF-8 encoding, and keyboard layout switchings. For the development of applications in the assembly language, an own integrated development environment is offered. The operating system has a network stack, drivers for Ethernet and USB 2.0, AC97 audio codecs, and Intel HDA, ALC661/288. The project develops a simple web browser, HTTPC, mail and FTP clients, VNC client, FTP and HTTP servers, applications for viewing images, editing texts, working with files, watching videos, playing music. To navigate the files, it is proposed to use Necromancer's DOS Navigator, ported for Minuet OS. You can launch a DOS emulator and play games like Quake and Doom. Compatibility with Linux is provided using the basic layer of POSIX, which allows you to create GUI applications that can be run in Minuet and Linux/X11, as well as its own X server written in assembly, in which you can redirect the output of the application running on the external system with Linux to display its interface in Menuet OS. Box 64 0.4.0, designed to run Linux programs built for x86 64 architecture on equipment with ARM 64 RISC-V and Lolong Arch 64 processors, is ready. The project pays great attention to launching games and provides the opportunity to run Windows builds through Wine and Proton. The original code of the project is written in C and distributed under the MIT license. A feature of the project is the use of a hybrid execution model, where emulation is applied only to the machine code of the application itself and specific libraries. Typical system libraries, including libc, libm, gtk, sdl, vulkan, and opengl, are replaced by options native to target platforms. Thus, library calls are performed without emulation. This allows for a significant increase in productivity. You've been listening to Full Circle Weekly News. For more details, see the next issue of the magazine at fullcirclemagazine.org or check the links in the show notes. You can contact me at bardmoss@pm.me. I'll see you next week.